number 9.
Okay.
It comes right after discovery number 8.
Oh my God. So that one's a mix of different
Yeah, that one's also a mix of different stuff. Okay, what is that mix actually made of, Justin?
Lord have mercy.
2 4-year-old Bardstown bourbon companies. One of them has 75% corn, 20% rye, 4% malted barley.
Where are you?
Somebody take that away from him.
Start reading. Just,
read that.
I was. Okay.
Oh, God, Justin, we're kind of calling you an Uber.
35% 8-year Georgia bourbon, 12-year Kentucky bourbon, 17-year Tennessee whiskey, and 12% Canadian whiskey.
And 100% corn one again.
And it was 100% corn one again.
Somebody got a deal on that.
Yeah. And it smells pretty decent, better than the sum of its discount barn parts. So, what'd you think, Brent?
Okay. This one I got on the nose. I got brown sugar cotton candy is what I got on the nose. It just came through really quick. I like that.
I got golden brown butter.
Yeah. I mean, if I was making cotton candy with brown sugar, this is how it would be. This is what I would think it would smell like. Got a lot of baking spices on it, oak. A lot of your traditional, you know, your vanillas, your caramels.
There's a hint of mint.
Very light mint. That's kind of on the end. That's kind it's of on the end
nose.
Of it.
Yeah. I think it's a beautiful nose.
It is. It's great on the palate. All those flavors come through. I really stuck on that cotton candy flavor. That like a burnt butter cotton candy kind of thing, like a burnt brown sugar butter.
I don't know where you're going with the cotton candy, because to me, cotton candy is gross. It's brown sugar and baking spices and
bread.
Yeah,
but it's like a lighter version of it. It's like
the last time I talked to cotton candy, it found harm rather offensive as well. So just say it.
You know, it's like
I have a 9-year-old. Cotton candy is part of my life. Your kids are older. You haven't seen cotton candy.
But cotton candy is like a light. It's like a light and a fluffy, and you just kind of squeeze it together. That's kind of how I get this with how I imagine this.
Still talking about candy, or
we must really want candy.
Yeah,
but
you want some pralines?
Yeah,
but this is great on the palate. They've done a great job blending this one as well. I guess this is the last of what they have of the discovery, right?
Yeah.
This is the last expression.
Yep, that's it. So everything's going over to Origins now.
Everything is going over. So we'll talk about this one. We'll be back.
Yep.
It's not just the destination, but baby, the whole elation riding down this lover's avenue. As slow as a willow blows, or as fast as the whirlwind grows, we glide beneath the stars in cobalt blue. Look to the left, to the right, and keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love. Our eyes ahead on these back roads with a view.
And then she said, wait, we're back on air? Sorry.
Yep. So I hesitate. We're just done with Justin for a little while. So.
Justin's ready for vacation. He's going to nap in a couple weeks. He's done.
Yeah.
He's ready to go.
This
Watch out, Napa. Don't sell him anything.
Yeah. I agree with Brent.
It didn't work out last time.
This I definitely get I get the cotton candy on the nose, but it's like a brown sugary mapley kind of cotton candy as opposed to just like straight up like
right.
Okay, so there is no such thing as a brown sugar cotton
candy. We're making that if we had it, it's a lighter version. It's not like it's the dark, like if you took if you took butter and brown sugar and you put it in a pan,
your kids
you
would are have getting a, married. You would haven't have had a, cotton candy.
You would
forever.
Have a harder we, sticky
kids are in college. We live, I had cotton candy last week.
We live in this a is happy not cotton place. Candy. Just because you live
cotton
in a
candy
sad,
is offensive.
You live in a sad and bitter place. We live in a happy place
my
in our heads.
My girl is 9. She is beautiful and lovely in the light of my life. Your
she
children are all
just like the mailman. It's amazing. Just yeah. like the mailman. Like, why does she keep calling
cotton
him daddy?
Candy is bad.
Why does she keep calling him mailman daddy? I whatever. No, but I'm with Brent. It's got a nice nose. It's got a pretty good palate on it. Again, I think another really well blended whiskey.
This is my favorite of the Discovery series.
Yeah, I like the first one. You like the last one. Justin liked the one we're doing 3 weeks from now. So
Justin's,
it all works out for everybody.
From a parallel universe.
Yeah. So
y'all got a preview.
Different point
later.
In the space-time continuum.
So we're going to be rating the Bardstown Bourbon Company Discovery Number 9, the last Discovery. Well-deserved 3 sips.
Interesting.
So we're going to move on to our next expressions from Bardstown Bourbon Company. We're going to have Brent tell us about those. Thanks. You got the right page?
I believe I have
Look
the right
you,
page.
Look at you, man.
Mean, I don't know how you can get
We are excelling. Yeah.
He's spitting, I'm swallowing.
So. And there goes all the NPR stations off of our list.
So
whiskey,
this is,
of course.
This is the Fusion Series releases combine older source whiskey and a younger bourbon, which has been distilled and aged by Bardstown Bourbon Company. And it shows a range of mash bills across blends, including corn, rye, wheat, and malted barley. The journey of the unique series has been to see the changing flavor profiles as the Bardstown Bourbon Company bourbon ages, becoming more prominent in the blends over time. With Bardstown Bourbon Company's own distillate reaching maturity and the impending release of their Origin Series, the Fusion Series is preparing to take a rest from the shelf. So these are the last of this series as well. And we'll be moving on, as they say, to the Origin Series. So this one is the Bardstown Bourbon Company Fusion Number 7, 98.1 proof, 49.05% ABV. It's got a 54% 3-year Bardstown bourbon, a 75% corn, 21% rye, and 4% malted barley. It's got a 10% 3-year-old Bardstown with a 60% corn and a 40% rye, and a 6% 3-year Bardstown of a 60% corn, 26% rye, 10% wheat, and 4% malted barley. And then we're going to add in the 20%. Yeah, so a 4-grain, exactly. This was a 3-grain, a 2-grain, and a 4-grain is basically what we got from them. We've got 3 different expressions of it. Then we're going to add in a 20% 12-year Kentucky bourbon, which is 78 corn, 10% rye, 12% malted barley, and then a 10% 12-year Kentucky bourbon, which is a 75% corn, 13% rye, and 12% malted barley. It's interesting that they take those two 12-year Kentucky bourbons, and there's really only a 3% difference in the corn and the rye, you know, that they found that this much makes that much more of a difference. But on the nose, I got some of those traditional notes of your oak and a little bit of vanilla, just a slight bit of cherry on the end of it. And the palate, the first thing with the palate, it was a little bit off-putting for me. There was something not right originally that was off from it. I had to add a little bit of water.
It just seemed young and green.
But you have that, you know, 30% of it is still a 12-year bourbon, but it just didn't seem like like that was enough to bring out the age in it. You know, I think you had the 3 blended series from Bardstown Bourbon and the 12-year Kentucky. I don't know that it was enough to really change it up and enhance it. And I don't know that it enhanced it as what it should be. So I think that, you know, they've obviously, this was an experiment. They tried this, you know, and they're moving on. I think they've learned from this and stuff. But it's not one that I would go back to and, you know, for them again, which I doubt they're not going to because they've got their own stuff. But what do you think, Harm?
It's not you, it's me. No, actually, it's not me. It is you.
You know, it's not you, it's me.
All right. Just say the right thing. Say the thing I want you to say.
That's right. What's his name again? Dent?
Mm-hmm.
From the, yeah. Anyway.
The IT guys.
It's young. It's green. That 30% 12-year-old does not offset that three-year-old stuff. I like the weird play they're doing with this four grain and the corn whiskey, but I think it's kind of an experiment that didn't work out, like you said.
They tried it. It didn't get it. I mean, they wasn't. I mean, they moved on. They tried. This is one of their earlier fusion expressions, and they moved on. They did a fusion 8, yeah, and they moved on to fusion 9. So,
you know, I think fusion number 1 and 3, I think we liked a lot back in the day. Did we ever taste one on the show? I had one. Yeah, so 1 and 3 were really great. I don't remember. It's just 7 is just a weird one.
Yeah,
and 7's my lucky number, but this was unlucky for them.
Justin, what do you think? Okay, he's done.
If you like silly putty, this is the drink for you.
You guys are dumber than a box of hair.
It's just got that very young bourbon taste.
Yeah, and you know, when you say silly putty, that reminds me
Play-Doh.
Of something that Bob always talks about, plumber's putty. That young floral note.
Well, you get that in rye.
More in rye. But this is just got that young note. Didn't work for me.
I thought it was interesting, though. You know, it's young. But it was definitely an interesting blend, and I can really pick up that four grain. I can definitely get that, because if you've had enough four grain whiskeys, they have a particular flavor profile to them. You can definitely sort of pick that up mid palate. But all in all, you know, an interesting whiskey.
You bourbon geeks and your four grains.
And these are all, you know, these are all experiments. So, you know, not too shabby. So we're going to be rating the Barnstown Bourbon Company Fusion number 7. 3 sips.
Interesting.
I think you're being generous, Bob.
Yeah, I let you in.
Bob, tell us about the next one.
I wanted to lock the door, but
my turn, no?
They said let me, you know, let him in. I'm like, whatever. All right, so our next one is the Barnstown Bourbon Company Fusion number 8. And that is 95.5 proof, 47.75% ABV. Let me grab it. So it's 12% 4-year-old Bardstown Bourbon Company whiskey, 75 corn, 21 rye, 4% malted barley. 58% 4-year-old Bardstown Bourbon Company whiskey, which is 70% corn, 18% rye, and 12% malted barley. And 30% 12-year-old Kentucky bourbon, 78, 10, and 12. So
same 30-70 blend, yeah. Their stuff and ours.
Yeah. But again, 70 base on that 12 and then moving stuff around on the top. An extra year's worth of age on the BB Co. Whiskeys. So it's got a nice.
BB Co. You're like that with them? You're like your buddy. They're your buddies. You call them BB Co. I call it the Bardstown.
Well, they like me, not you, like most people. Yeah.
Including
your parents and your brother and your wife and your kid, but we won't go there. It's got a nice golden color to it on the nose. That corn has definitely went down a considerable bit from the last one with the 3-year.
Yeah, definitely.
I mean, more of the classic bourbon nose. It's got that sugar. It's got that vanilla.
What a difference a year makes. We go from
a 3-year
to a 4-year-old Bardstown.
And it does make it better. Not a great deal better, but it is noticeably better.
Mm. Yeah.
But it's got a nice smooth palate to it. It's got a good tongue coat. You get the flavor all over the tongue, front, back, and sides. It's a little bit of brown sugar, a little bit of vanilla, a little bit of oak in there. Get a little bit of a floral note on the back palate. It's got a medium long finish. Nice blend, nice whiskey. What do you think, Brent?
Yeah, I could definitely tell the difference, and I just tried them both side by side, and there's so much notable. Like, I think they might even have these in there. You know, they've got a nice blending room there, and they've got all this stuff on the table, and they may even have these, you know, side by side on the table, tasting them themselves, and a real big noticeable difference in the two. And this one is such an improvement over the last one. It's not there yet, but it's an improvement. It's not, when I say not there, it's still a little bit young and off-putting, and I don't think that the 12-year made.
I disagree. I don't find this one off-putting at all. It's I actually think I would go out and buy this one, whereas I wouldn't buy the last one.
The other one, yeah. No.
I don't. This is not off-putting. I guess, I like the young flavor here.
I guess not off-putting. It's just an off flavor. It's an off flavor profile. I guess a little bit off flavor profile, more likely, is what I want to say about it.
It's got to be old for you.
No, it doesn't have to be old for me. And this shows it. I mean, because we're taking.
I mean, as old as he is, there's not that much out there that's considered old for him.
Not anymore.
Yeah, I mean, good Lord, look at him. If I sawed him in half, it'd take me an hour to count the rings. What do you think, Justin?
So, Bardstown Bourbon Company had a bourbon finished in Prisoner wine, and when we first poured this, it really reminded me of that. I got wine on the nose, wine on the body, and there's no wine involved in this spirit at all. But when air hit it after about a half hour, 45 minutes, that disappeared. So for that reason, I found it was pretty interesting.
I didn't get that wine note at all earlier.
No, I think the wine note's on our next one.
That wouldn't shock me at all.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
Also, I took longer to get to mine.
I
take time with my tasting note. These guys speed right through them.
Well, I mean,
I take my time to do them wrong. So Justin, I take offense.
Justin can only write so fast with that crayon. I mean, once that point's gone, then it's like round and it's really hard to write. So
there's only so much Elmer's glue to sniff. Yeah. So come on.
He was at Fusion 9 and we were still on.
Yeah. You guys are just all behind me.
He was at Fusion 9 and we were still on the Scott show that we did before this one. So, all right. Well, we're going to be rating the Bardstown Bourbon Company Fusion number 8, 3 sips.
Interesting.
So that takes us to our last one from the folks at Bardstown Bourbon Company. So, Mr. Happy, that being you.
Harmeet.
That's good old boy Harmeet, too.
You're a complete bastard and we'll hate you.
I really thought Justin was finishing the show off. No, it was me. Oh, no. It was my turn.
Oh, no. You guys want to brave that? I'll do it. Don't dare me.
He was on this whiskey about an hour ago.
Obviously, I'm prepared for this spirit.
Right. Before he does it, should we just like take a moment and make sure that he knows what he's doing? I mean, just here. Hold on.
For I am a sinner in the hands of an angry God. Bloody Mary, full of vodka, blessed are you among cocktails. Pray for me now at the hour of my death, which I hope is soon. Amen.
Okay, I think we've invoked to God's will. Let harm go now.
Oh, you shouldn't let me go. Do I have to do this one?
Yes.
Okay, look. The Bardstown Bourbon Company, Fusion number 9. The final Fusion, before we move on to the Origin Series, 96.8 proof or 48.4% ABV. 48% four-year-old Bardstown, 75% corn, 20% rye, 21% rye, 4 malted barley, and 22% four-year-old Bardstown, 60% corn, 26% rye, 10% wheat, and 4% malted barley, a wheat weird 4 grain, and 30% 12-year-old Kentucky bourbon, 75% corn, 13 rye, 12 barley. I believe that is... Do we know who that is?
Nope.
Okay, I can't. All right, fine. The color is a beautiful copper. Sorry, I'm far away from the microphone. The color is a beautiful microphone. It's a beautiful microphone. It's been a while, kids. And this has the best nose of these Bardstowns, I think. It's gorgeous with golden raisin and cherry and caramel, and the palate is medium with loads of corn, again, vanilla, a little bit of sweet spice to it, and the finish is medium. I enjoyed this.
Yeah, this one, first when I first sipped this one, I was like, what is this finished in? Because I would have swore that it was a finished barrel. But I have all those other notes that you have, but I just thought it was in a finished barrel and stuff. Bob, you want to finish this off with this?
Well, I don't want to let Justin do it because he thinks he's drinking scotch. So, well put together. Again, this one shows a little more maturity than two series ago with the 3-year. I can, again, taste the 4 grain. So, yeah, a well-done effort. So we're going to rate the Bardstown Bourbon Company Fusion number 9, 3 sips.
Interesting.
Well, that's all the time we have today. Justin's over there going, thank God.
No, we're saying that.
So I want to thank everybody for joining us today. Thank you, Brent.
It was a pleasure. Yes, it was just a pleasure.
Thank you, Justin.
Thank you. I hope you get better scotch in the next show.
Well, we'll see. Like I said, he's still waiting for Daddy to take him to Napa, so he's trying to figure this one out. Don't worry, I got you. We'll be drinking wine in a couple of days. So, and thank you, Harm.
How come I don't get to go to Napa, Bob? What's going on with that?
Hold on.
It's supposed to be a surprise.
You're a complete bastard and we'll hate you.
Let me find another one.
You guys are dumber than a box of hair.
Okay, there you go. There's your reason why.
Whatever.
Yeah.
I just had a great time up in Disney last week. It was good. Everybody should go and eat at Morimoto. Telling you.
Well, this is Madman Bob. Thanks for joining us. Remember, life is too short to drink bad whiskey.
We hope you enjoyed this episode. If you're listening to us online, do yourself a favor and tap.
Just tap it in.
The subscribe button.
Give it a little tappy. Tap, tap, tap-a-roo.
The easiest way to listen to our show is to ask Siri, Alexa, Google, Uncle Larry, or whoever it is that talks to you on your phone. Play podcast Sip Suds and Smokes. We love your feedback, and you can reach us at info@sipsudsandsmokes.com. Our tasting notes flow out on Twitter and Instagram with our handle @sipsudsandsmokes, and our Facebook page is always buzzing with lots of news. You'll also be able to interact with the thousands,
millions, and millions
of other fans on those social media platforms. Do us a favor. Take the time to rate this episode if you're listening to us online. That's a big help to us, and we get to see your feedback as well. Come back, join us for another episode, and keep on sipping.
This has been a One Tan Hand production of Sip Suds and Smokes, a program devoted to the appreciation of some of the finer slices of life. From the Dude in the Basement Studios, your host, the Good Old Boys, will see you all next time.
This is Bird Note. If you live in North America, parrots can often seem like exotic ambassadors from the far-off jungles of Brazil or the wilds of Australia. Especially since North America's once common native species, the Carolina parakeet, has been extinct since the early 20th century. But more and more parrots are making this continent their home. Since the 1960s, at least, monk parakeets have been free-flying and reproducing in the U.S., which is to say they have become naturalized. The monk parakeet, with lime green back, gray and yellow underparts, and deep blue wings, is also known as the Quaker parrot, and it's a native of southern South America. Initial fears that it would devastate agricultural crops haven't materialized, and it's become the most numerous free-flying parrot in the country. Escaped monk parakeets now have self-sustaining populations in many areas across the country. Chicago, Dallas, New Orleans, Portland, Oregon, and Bridgeport, Connecticut, among others. So clearly, in the wild, they can gradually acclimate to cold. And monk parakeets are not alone. By 2015, at least a dozen other foreign parrot species were nesting in the U.S. For Bird Note, I'm Mary McCann.